Now for our story. Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary Lane's pretty young niece, had come into town today to keep an appointment with her fiancé, Nicholas Dorn, the young writer. But first, she'd telephoned the bank, asked to speak to Bill Meade. In a talk with Aunt Mary that morning, all Peggy's bitterness toward Bill had disappeared. The bitterness she'd felt ever since Bill's wife, Kit, had returned to Wakefield from California with a baby son. Kit's return had explained the reason for Bill's actions recently. Had shown that Bill hadn't been able to act in any other way. He'd promised Kit to say nothing about the fact that their marriage was not all it might be. Had promised not to see Peggy. And he'd kept his word, even though he was painfully aware that Peggy couldn't be expected to understand. Today, the two young people had met in a place which had many memories for both of them. On the bank of the river, under a great weeping willow tree. Everything had looked the same to them as it used to, and without realizing it, they had slipped into memories of the past, remembering the dreams they'd had. But then Peggy had attempted to bring the conversation back to reality.
The reason I wanted to see you today...
Yeah?
I wanted to tell you that I've lost all my bitterness toward you, and, well, I'm very ashamed of the way I treated you that morning you came out to the farm.
Oh, don't worry about it, Peggy. It's water under the bridge now. But it makes me awfully happy to know that you don't... Well, that you don't hold it against me anymore. The way you acted, I was sure you hated me and always would. I admit that made me feel pretty low.
I know, Bill, and that's what I want to tell you. I don't hate you at all. The hurt, the bitterness, all gone now. My feelings have changed completely.
Peggy, I can't believe it.
It's true, Bill, and I wanted you to know so that when we both go ahead with our new lives, we won't feel we're building them on unhappiness and misunderstanding.
New lives, Peggy. I don't... What new lives do you mean?
Well, Aunt Mary told me something about what you plan to do. And...
You mean about the divorce?
Yes, and that you want to have the baby. Take him and bring him up yourself.
Yeah, I thought it all over and it seemed the best thing to do. Of course, I can't be sure what Kit and her father will do. They probably won't go for the idea at all. In fact, Kit has definitely refused.
Well, Bill, I don't think it's right for me to discuss your personal life with you, the way things are. But what I meant was that all that will make a great difference in your life.
Yeah, it sure will. To tell you the truth, it sort of scares me.
I can imagine. It won't be easy. I wish there were...
What, Peggy?
Oh, nothing. Anyway, things will work themselves out. No use to worry about it. As Aunt Mary always says, worry never got anybody anywhere.
Yeah. Still, it's kind of hard not to sometimes.
Yeah, I know it is. But you have lots of friends, Bill. That should be some comfort. There are ever so many people who stand by you.
Oh, I suppose so.
And you've got me for a friend.
Just a friend, Peggy?
You mustn't say just, Bill. Friendships are very precious.
Oh, sure they are. I ought to be grateful. But somehow when I remember the way things used to be.
Bill, I don't deny, I couldn't, that the plans we had, the sort of life we used to talk about, would have been wonderful. Well, everything's changed now. We couldn't.
We couldn't start over? Are you sure, Peggy?
Yes, I am, Bill. Now, well, it couldn't be the same. It would be a makeshift, just a sort of imitation of what we meant. There'd be too many things in between, things we'd each have to forget. I don't think we could.
Maybe you couldn't.
But that doesn't mean that we each can't find some happiness. Perhaps a different kind.
But that's just the trouble. I don't want a different kind. I want the same kind. The same happiness we wanted together.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I can't say how sorry. But it's too late.
Why is it? We're the same people.
No, we're not. We'll never be the same.
Peggy, if you didn't feel that way, if you only knew how sure I am that we could get back to where we were before... Peggy, you're shivering.
No, I'm all right.
Oh, but here, let me put my coat around you. There.
Thanks, Bill.
I know one thing that hasn't changed.
What?
The back of your neck. It's still just like a baby's. So white. All the little curls.
Don't, Bill. You mustn't talk like that. I mean, you're married to Kit.
But I'm not going to be married to her much longer.
Please, Bill.
I'm sorry, Piggy. I know I had no right to. I shouldn't have said what I did. But it's the first time I've been alone with you in so long, and more than anything in the world, I want to hold you in my arms and kiss you. I can't help it.
And I want you to, Bill.
Well, then...
No, Bill.
But don't you see, Peggy, you haven't changed. You just think you have.
I'm sorry, Bill. My mind's made up. Definitely.
Well, then, there's no hope for us at all.
Bill, I'm going to marry Nicholas Dorn in just a few days.
Oh.
Bill, I wish you'd try to understand.
Oh, it's not that I don't understand, Peggy. I do, only too well. I ought to have known better than to hope. I kept trying to tell myself that, but somehow... Well, now if you're in love with Dorn, there's not much for me to say.
But don't you see, Bill, it isn't a question of... I mean, we can't go back. We have to go ahead. And Nicholas is a fine man.
Oh, sure, he's all right. He's probably a very swell guy. I've got nothing against Dorn except... Except that you're in love with him.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what love means.
Well, but if you're marrying him, you must know how you feel about him.
Well, I know that we get along all right. We have fun together.
Fun?
Yes, fun. And
well, it's none of my business. It just seems an odd way to talk about the guy you're going to marry. Is that the way he looks at it? That marrying you will just be a question of having fun?
Nicholas and I understand each other.
Yeah. Well...
Nicholas is very sensitive, intelligent. He has a sense of humor.
Okay, I get the idea. He's perfect.
Oh, I didn't say that. Nicholas has his faults like everyone else.
Oh, that's something anyway.
Oh, Bill, please, don't feel bitter. It's been so wonderful to talk to you, straighten everything out. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, Peggy, I don't want to either. The main thing is I want you to be happy. And if marrying Dorn will do that, well, I'm all for it.
Thank you, Bill. And I want you to be happy, too.
Yeah. Well, that's another story. I'm only doing what I know I have to do.
Yes, but you're not alone, you know.
You mean I have Aunt Mary and David Bowman and...
Me?
Well, that's sweet of you, Peggy. I'm glad you want to be friends. But from a man's viewpoint, that won't be too easy.
What do you mean?
Well, do you think Dorn would be pleased at the idea?
Why?
Besides, I'm sure it wouldn't work for me.
You mean you don't want to be friends with me?
Oh, yes, I want to. But the way I feel about you is hardly the nice, brotherly kind of feeling you want me to have. Well, Peggy, thanks for letting me know. And thanks for being so sweet. I'll always remember it. I'd better get going now.
Bill, can't we walk up together?
No, Peggy, dear. No, I'm afraid we're going different ways.
Peggy had an ache in her throat watching Bill stride away from her. She watched until he disappeared around a bend, but he didn't turn back. He didn't trust himself to. Perhaps Bill would have felt differently had he known something which his wife Kit had learned that same afternoon from the young man she'd met in the bar of the Brown Palace Hotel. For Nicholas Dorn had told Kit he did not intend to marry Peggy. Had told her this without suspecting that he was talking to Bill Meade's wife.